Blog Talk Radio.
Suffering in
by the hands of the Israelis as we speak. The ones that are suffering in Brazil, the ones that are suffering in Japan, China, those Eastern countries, and of course, to our brothers and sisters that are suffering in America. This here is the land of our captivity. Of course, we are Judah, lost tribe, one of the lost tribes of Israel. For those that are trying to keep those commandments, and for those that are searching for the Father, you know, Yeshua said, if you hear him knocking, if he's at the door, let him in. He will sup with you. And that's the best way to get to know the Father and his will, is by letting the Son into your life. And with that being said, we're going to go to our Father in prayer. He taught us how to pray for men and brethren. We would have our heads uncovered by the order of the Father and the Son's name. We will be facing Jerusalem, looking for on the day that holy city comes down, and all those laws and statutes, the Ten Commandments come with them. For our sisters that are walking in the faith, being led by the Spirit, they will have their heads covered. For all of us to be in obedience, knowing that He's our head covering, and all of us together, even when we're in private. With that being said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. He has all the power and all the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another chance for us to confess that we love you. We thank you for another day for us to get it right. We pray all this in your Son's name, Yeshua. So be it. Amen. Ahaya, Shar, Ahaya. Last week I did a lesson on the Spirit, and I'm going to continue with it. I had some other things that were on my heart and on my mind, and hopefully the Father will give me enough time so I can get it off. And even if I'm just prophesying to the wind, be able to get it off my chest so, you know, those that are lost may be able to hear it one day. But we're going to continue and finish up on the lesson on the Spirit. A couple of things I want us to make sure we'd be able to see is recognizing spirits. So I gave some verses. And again, you have to look at next week's episode because we're not going to touch on all that. We got enough to go through today. On being able to recognize different spirits that exist in this world that we live in, that exist inside your temple, that exist in your loved ones, your brethren and your sisters. We're going to have to learn how to recognize those spirits. Dealing with the spirit. After we know how to recognize the spirit, being able to deal with those spirits, trying to lead those spirits that we love into all truth, rebuking those spirits that are in the way of building up the kingdom, rebuking those spirits that are in the way of spreading the good news of the gospel. We left off, and I try to hurry up, but I'm glad I'm back to the point I'm at. Walking in the spirit, we left off at 2 Kings 2, and again, that was talking about our brother that was taken up by Ahaya in a whirlwind, and his spirit that helped him part the water, his spirit that was able to burn up the enemies of the Most High from the sky with fire, and the spirit that we would like to see in this earth again one day while we're trying to keep the commandments. With that being said, we are at the book of Romans, chapter 7. We're going to start at verse 25, and we're going to go all the way back up and read all of this chapter and the next chapter, and we're going to throw some precepts and lines, commandments, and as we see fit as we're studying. But Romans chapter 7, verse 25, it goes, I thank Ahiah through Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of Ahiah, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Again, we're going to read all of this chapter and the next one to get a real understanding with how we need to walk in the Spirit. And this is our brother, Shaul Paul, as we say in the English tongue, talking to this letter writing to the Romans, but he was pulling out two different laws. The law of Ahiah and the law of sin. You know, the adversary got his hands in the cookie jar, and he's trying to stir things up that don't fit. So I wanted to point out those two things, because when we're reading it, the confusion that comes on to the world on purpose and by accident is not the understanding that there are two laws in this chapter he's talking about as well in chapter 8. So now we're at the beginning of chapter 7, verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law. So right here, he's not even speaking to you if you don't know the law. And he continues, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. And here, this is the law of Ahiah. If you know this, this law will have dominion over you as long as he lives. And the law of sin will also have dominion over you as long as you live, if you let it be. So be it. We're in verse 2. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband is dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So he's pointing out the law that we saw in the Torah. And if for anybody don't know, we're looking at Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That will be the Torah, first five books of Moses. And the law is under us for our whole life. That's what he's talking about. And he gave us an example. For if a woman is bound to her husband by the law as long as she lives. We're in verse number 3. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she is called an adulteress. So if she gets married to another man, if her husband is still alive, she's an adulteress. She's committed sin, and she is worthy of death. Again, that's the law that we're looking at, and that's what he's pointing out. We continue in verse 3. But if her husband is dead, she is free from that law, that she is no adulteress, then she can be married to another man, no matter if he's good or bad, no matter what the circumstance. If he's alive, she cannot get married again. She'll be adulteress. She's breaking the law, worthy of death. If he's dead, again, good or bad, doesn't make no circumstance. If he passes away, she's no longer bound to that law as long as she lives. She's loose from it. And she can marry another man, and she wouldn't be called an adulteress. So as long as we live, as long as we're taking this breath and walking on this earth, we're bound to that law. Verse number 4. We're in the 7th chapter in Romans. It says, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring for fruit unto Ahia. So he's talking to us, my brethren, that we're dead to the law by the body of Christ. So are we dead to what law is he talking about here? Because again, we read in the 25th chapter, there's two laws that he was talking about. One is the law of Ahia, and the other law that he was talking about was the law of sin and death. So by the body of Christ, we're dead to the law. So let's read number 5 and see if we can get another better understanding of what he's talking about. The Romans letter, chapter 7, verse 5, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. So when we're in the flesh, that means we're separated from the word. We're being a carnal man, as Paul would say, that we're looking for all those things that will cause us to be closer to death, from cheating on our wives or wives cheating on their husbands, from pornography to smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, excessive drinking, gambling, laying down with unclean things, clean things. For when we're in the flesh and the motions of sin, they're served by a law, and that's the law of sin and death. And they work in our very members, all the way down to your bones. And they bring forth fruit. Now fruit is manifested. The Spirit is manifested in you. And we're talking about the law of sin and death in verse number 5. And how can it be manifested in you? It's manifested in you from cancer, from AIDS, to diabetes, to broken homes, divorces, excessive drinking. All these things are manifested in you. So you can see the law, the sin and death at work. Verse number 6, we're in the Romans letter, chapter 7. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held. So we're delivered from the law. And what law is he talking about? The law of sin and death. That being dead, we were held. We're in that state of death. Unfortunately, brothers, some of us still in that state of death. Some of us still will not turn back from our evil ways. Some of us won't stop holding on to the law of sin and death. We hold on to Satan with all our heart and all our might, loving him, who was a murderer from the beginning, who's killing us in the flesh. We are held. And we're going to pick up verse 6, that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So if you don't want to be held by the law of sin and death, you need to serve in the newness of the Spirit of the law of Ahia. We know that the law is the truth. We see that in Psalms 119, 142, the law is truth. And we also see in 1 John, verse number 4, and we're going to go down to 3. And every spirit that confesses that that Christ has come in the flesh is not of Ahia. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Wherefore we have heard that it should not come, even now already in the world. So we have the spirit of Antichrist that's already in the world. We're going to skip down to verse number 6. We are of Ahia, and he that knoweth Ahia heareth us. He that knoweth Ahia heareth not us. He that is not of Ahia heareth not us. Whereby know we the spirit of truth So here again, we're talking about the Spirit, and Paul points out the Spirit of truth. So we just finished reading verse 6 in the Roman letter. And he said we need to serve in the newness of the Spirit. We need to find the Spirit of truth, and the law is truth. The law is the Spirit, and we'll see that brought forth in this chapter. So we're in the Romans letter, chapter 7, verse 7, and it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Now there's a law of sin and death, which we read in verse 25, but he's asking here, is the law of sin, the law of Ahiah, the law of the Spirit, the law of life, is that sin? And he answers it, because he asks you two questions in a row. What shall you say is the law of sin? And he says, Ahiah forbid. For those in the Christian churches, it says, God forbid. And it's simple. If you're talking about the law that's supposed to bring you eternal life, is it sin? He answered it for you. And he says, Ahiah forbid. And he continues on by saying, nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. Not the law of sin and death, but by the law of Ahiah. For I had no lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. So the law of Ahiah points out what sin is. The law of Ahiah tells you when you're doing right and when you're doing wrong. It's not like Santa Claus when they say they want to know who's naughty or nice. The law of Ahiah is good for converting the soul, making you able to walk in the sight of your Creator. You'll see that in Psalms chapter 19. We'll probably go to Psalms 19. I'll read that verse for you. But right there in the 7th verse of the letter, he tells you, nay, you won't even know what sin was unless the law of Ahiah pointed out to you. We ain't smart enough to know what's right and wrong unless the Creator told us what is right and wrong. Verse number 8. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment. And again, we look at this walk and this word that we're living in, trying to get closer in. We see in Psalms 119, 142, he says, law is truth. We go down to Psalms 119, 152. One, he says the commandment is truth. But we're in verse number 8, chapter 7 of the Romans letter. And again, I'm going to start at the beginning. He says, but sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of conspicuous. And that means a lust for sin, a passion for lust, a passion for desires of sin. That means trying to walk in the manner of staying in sin. Conspicuous. So he says that brought in all manner of that in him. For out the law, sin was dead. I'm going to read to number 8 in this verse, and then we're going to come back where 8 is, so we can get a good picture of what our brother is talking about here. Because all of us, passion for sin is inside of our flesh, inside of our very bones, our members, our eyes, our thoughts. This is what he's talking about. He says, takes occasion in him by the commandment of sin. Verse number 9, for I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Now he said the commandments that he had and he was walking in, they deceived him and slew him. He found the commandments that he was walking in to be unto death. That's verse number 10. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. And right there you'll get so many brothers and sisters that's in the Sunday worship churches that don't understand it because they're not walking in the Spirit. And they say, well, look right there. The law is sin. The law gets you death. Remember, it's two laws that he's talking about here. The law of sin and death, and the law of Ahiah, the law of life. And he said in verse 8, we're going to go back there, there were all manner of lust and desires inside of him. All manner of lust and desires, and lust and desires to have you cheating on your wife. Some lust and desires to have you spending money at strip clubs, going out to bars, drinking all types of poison inside of your body. The lust that make you eat until you're bloating. The lust that make you stay up at night, can't sleep, tossing and turning. Because you have a passion to commit sin. And then you got those that keep Sunday worship. Those that don't keep the commandments. And they truly may believe that they're keeping the right thing. They think they're keeping the things that have been ordained to life. But they're going to find out it's unto death. Keeping the commandments of sin. We learn in Psalms, verse 19, verse 6. We'll read it real quick. Psalms 19, verse 6. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Verse number 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. Again, we're stuck on verses 8 to 11. I'm going to try to make sure we understand this before we move on. The law of Ahiah is good at converting the soul. The law of sin will lead you to death. And he thought he was keeping the commandments when he was under the Pharisees. He thought he was keeping the commandments when he was saying that Isaiah was not the son of I am. He thought he was keeping the commandments when Yeshua said that he was the I am. But he found that he was keeping the commandments unto death. He found that he was walking in the law of sin and death. And he was keeping the commandments of Satan. He was deceived. And again, we see in Revelations that Satan has deceived what? The whole world. So every last one of us, brothers and sisters of Israel, have been deceived. And he will continue to try to deceive us. And he said he was slew by the commandments. So those are keeping Sunday worship, even though that the Sabbath day is perpetual covenant for the house of Israel from generation to generation, no different from when you look at Genesis, when he says that rainbow is a sign of a perpetual covenant from me to you, that I will not destroy the world again. It's the same wording, same context, same meaning. That his word is true. But you'll get those that say that, all right, now I'm keeping the commandment that tells me that he died, he rose, so all the other commandments are done away with. Don't you understand that you're being deceived? That you think you're keeping the commandments, but the commandment that you're actually keeping is the law of sin and death. The commandments that you're actually keeping are those of the Satan. That's what Paul is trying to get you to understand. That's the reason why when you read Peter, that he says, Paul is charged to understand if you're unlearned. Right here, he's talking about two different laws, and you get them all twisted up. You go to Sunday worship, they'll pull out one of these things, and you'll never have to keep the law no more. And you think you're keeping righteous commandments, but you're in a one-way track fast to hell. You're in a one-way track to spend the rest of your time with Satan. Because hell wasn't made for you. The lake of fire you're burning, being separated from the Father, wasn't made for you. He made a house with many mansions for you to dwell in. But you're deciding that I'm keeping the commandments that have deceived the whole world, and they're going to slew me. We're going to pick up at Romans chapter 7, verse 12, and I hope you understand. That was Paul talking about how when he was in that walk, he was keeping the commandments unto death. He was keeping the law of sin and death. And sin was revived inside of him. He understood that he was deceived, and the walk that he was going was the one that was going to kill him. We're going to pick it up, number 12, verse number 12. Wherefore the law is holy. The law of Ahiah is holy, and the commandment is holy and just and good. Keeping the dietary law is worshiping on the Sabbath day to have a day of rest so you can learn more of the word is just and good. Keeping the Father's feast days so you can get a better understanding of what it means for him to come back and save your butt from this captivity you're in. For him to save your butt from this life that you're in, to save your butt from this death you're about to have is good. Wherefore the law is holy, the one that tells you that you must be that sacrifice now, not from animals. That commandment is holy and it's just and it's good. You must keep a highest commandment. Stand it. His word would never change. So when he told you this is good in the beginning, it's going to be good in the end. Earth will be gone before it's not good anymore. Verse number 13. Was then that which is good made death unto me? Ahiah forbid. In the English, God forbid. So again, we're talking about Ahiah's law right here. Which was made good, made unto me death. So the dietary law now, what are you saying? It was made out to be good, now it's death to you? You're saying that eating apples and oranges and vegetables, clean chicken and clean water is now death unto you? It's a question. Having a day of rest is now death unto you? Being able to relax, enjoying your family, making sure your wife don't have the burden of having to clean up behind your filthy butt one more day during the week. Not having to look at your kids' stinky drawers, your stinky drawers, the rest of your family. She don't have to do that one day. She got a day off. Don't have to put nothing in the washing machine, clothes. Don't have to worry about working. Don't have to pick up the phone to answer somebody trying to chase you down to get some money. You saying that's now death unto you? Not having to watch those images of fornication. Don't have to watch those images of false worship and idolatry is now death unto you? It can't be. That's why he tells you, Ahiah forbid. God forbid. It's not sin. What was made good to you is always going to be good for you. When he told you pig was bad for you, it's always going to be bad for you. So the law, the one he's talking about right here, Ahiah's law, which was made good, is always going to be good. Never going to be made death unto you. Anybody that's telling you not to keep those commandments, not to keep the law of truth, is walking in the lines from 8 to 11, the same way our brother Paul did. He was walking and he was being deceived and he wasn't keeping the commandments, but he was keeping the commandment of sin. He was keeping the law of sin. We're in verse number 13. We're picking up halfway in the Roman letter chapter 7. And it reads, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. I'm going to read it one more time. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. So the law itself, the one we see given at Mount Sinai, the one we see in Leviticus, the one we see in Deuteronomy that's been repeated after Leviticus, that hammered home and lets you know what state you'll be in Israel, you know what state you'll be in when he comes back for you. You see that in Luke chapter 21, verses 22 through 29, that we'll be in the land of our captivity until he comes back. You ain't going to be over there in the Israeli side of the world. You ain't going to be in some Club Med, drinking some Mai Tai. You're going to be in the land of your captivity. And the law is spiritual. This is a spiritual walk you're walking. You're getting one with everything that's ever existed. You're becoming one with that sun, understanding what its purpose is. You're becoming one with that moon, understanding what purpose is. Ocean, knowing what purpose it is. With your brothers and your sisters, every animal, the land itself, so it can bear better fruit for you. You're becoming spiritual because the law is spiritual. But sin, it's working inside of you, like Paul just said. And it becomes exceedingly more because you are carnal. And sin itself is searching and seeking you out. It's in your very members. It's in your DNA. It's in your blood. You need that spirit of the law. You need a spirit of Ahiah. You need a spirit of Yeshaya to come inside of you, to dwell in you, to clean house, to chase all those other things out. You can become a new creature, becoming one. In verse number 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. Brothers and sisters, you meet them over and over all the time, drinking too much, fighting with your wife, arguing with your kids, feeling like there's a burden in the world, feeling like you ain't got no respect in your job, feeling like you don't got no respect at your family, feel like you don't got no respect in this world because you're a black man. So now the sin is kept captive of you. Now the commandments are of sin are dwelling inside you. The law of sin is working in very members inside of you. And the things you do, you hate. Hate being a drunk. Hate being lazy. Hate having that spirit of slumber inside of you. Hate not being awake. Hate going to church every Sunday, waking up, going to the preacher's house, putting that money in the collection plate, going to hear some old tired lesson that's going to keep you in the same boat next week, knowing that Mrs. Jones or Mrs. Johnson or whatever daughter or sister she have that's finished shaking her butt going to come tell you she loved the Lord next second. Hating the things that you do. Hating the state that you're in. It's because you're serving the law of sin. Don't feel like you have no control of your household. Feel like you don't have no control of your body. Searching out pharmakia. Searching out this witchcraft to get you past another day. The hope dead in this pain that you're in. The suffering that you're in. But you go there on Sunday, not keeping the commandment, and they tell you you're saved. And you feel, how can I be saved when I'm feeling like this, that I hate that I'm looking at this pornography, that I hate that I can't relate to my wife, that I hate my children are walking around the streets and they're a target for the man, that are a target for this country. I hate the fact that when I get paid, they're taking most of this money and everybody wants something from me. I hate for the fact that this car that I have and all these bills seem like they're mounting, but they lose their luster. The only thing that you're supposed to be striving for is keeping these commandments. You're supposed to be striving for having a better life. You're supposed to be striving for up in the morning, breathing, talking, walking, being able to urinate on your own, having this life right here be more abundant. That's what you're supposed to be striving for, not all these things of the world, things that lose their luster as soon as you drive them off the parking lot and lose their value, hating that you're in this debt, a fantasy debt, money that you don't even know can you claim, but you just throw a number out there and it's on your head, weighing you down. Even Paul hated the state that he was in. Remember what he said. Wrought in him in verse number 8 was all manner of lust and desire. That's what that word conspicuous was. All manner of lust and desire. It's no different from the rest of us. That's why we understand now that the law is spiritual, the law of the higher. When we read in Psalm 19, it's good converting your soul. Don't lose that. Don't let nobody take that away from you. Get a better understanding of what he was talking about. Because he was suffering in the same old flesh, same old world that you're in, the one that Satan's trying to drive you away to between you and your father. Can you understand that? There's stuff that's all around you trying to keep you away from something that loves you. If you got problems with your marriage, you got problems with your kids, there's something that's trying to drive you away from staying with them. There's something trying to drive you away from being the commandments of the Most High. The commandments of the Most High is for you to be a family. The commandments of the Most High is for you to raise your children in this righteous law, statutes, and commandments so they can receive a righteous judgment. But there's something trying to pull you away from that. You have to fight him. You gotta come prepared and equipped to do battle, to rumble. And you can't do it unless that law of Ahiah is dwelling inside of you. And that you make enough room for that ruach, that spirit to dwell inside of you and alter the steps that you're walking in today. To alter the fact that you want to be drunk. To alter the fact you want to get some cocaine in your body. To alter the fact you need to smoke some weed because you need to get dead into the world so you can fall asleep. Letting that heart skip a beat every night, losing its rhythm. Come back to the commandments. You got to come back to his law. You got to come back to his will and his way. Verse number 16, if then I do that which I would not, I can sit unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For two will I present with me. But how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not that I do. Verse number 20. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, trying to be a righteous person. In all that you read just then, all that you heard me say, the law of sin is dwelling inside of his flesh. You trying to do the good thing, but you have a fight inside of you. It's in your very members. I'm not talking about that stupid thing that they used to make fun of the Most High word is, a devil on one side, an angel on the other side. Nah, I'm not talking about that crap. It's a little visual picture for somebody to see, but you're talking about every breath you take. That's the reason why people know that smoking is bad, but they still smoke on cigarettes, smoke on weed, smoke on cocaine, smoke crack. They know it's bad. They pray for somebody to take this evil, take that thing away from them. When they say, you know, Yeshua said, Lord, let this cup pass away from me. I don't want to take this on. But he had this strength. He had the law itself working inside of his members. He had the spirit of Ahiah working inside his members. So he was able to take on what he needed to take on. what is dwelling inside of you. The law is spiritual. The law of sin and death is spiritual. What spirit is dwelling inside you right now? What spirit are you cultivating inside your wife, for your women? What spirit are you cultivating inside your men? As a unit, as a family coming together, what spirit are you cultivating inside your children? Is it the law of sin and death, or is it the law of Ahiah? And if you hear this, you may not change overnight. You've got to be patient. It's one of the gifts of Ahiah. But he says, you could take this, what they say, to the bank. He will keep his word. He's faithful, unlike us. If you walk in these laws, statutes, and commandments, you're patient. If you bear it, if you have committed to all long suffering, that you end this with a long haul until death do us part, Ahiah. I'm going to keep your commandments. I'm riding with you. I'm riding with this thing. It's going to bear out fruit for your wife. It's going to bear out fruit for your kids. You're going to be able to look at yourself in the mirror. You're going to be able to understand what things you're doing. You're going to be able to fight Satan, tooth and nail, heads down. You're going to be able to roll with this. You're going to be able to keep these commandments. You're going to learn that there's a spirit that's dwelling inside you, working in the inner man, and you're looking for that law of Ahiah, the law that is spiritual, but you have to let it in. You have to let it in to your very soul. It's got to convert your soul. The law of sin and death, the commandments of death are working hard to keep you separated from being the man that you can be in the highest kingdom. Stop you from being the man that you can be in the land of your captivity. Stop you from being the man that you can be when you're with your woman. Stop you from being the man that you can be when you're with your kids. I don't care if they don't look up to you like you LeBron James. I don't care if they don't look up to you like you Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Joe Montana, Michael Vick, Tupac Shakur. No, they got to look up to you like you're a righteous man of Israel. They got to look up to you like you're going to keep his commandments, hell or high water. They got to look up to you like, hey, no matter what, my daddy's going to walk this walk. So when I have this old knucklehead woman, boy, young person come to me and tell me I can do this, sniff this, smoke that, sleep with that, I can tell them no. I've been brought up in righteousness. I can see it for myself. I can do this. That's what Paul is talking about. The law is spiritual. Let it dwell inside you. But you got to recognize what's inside. You got to recognize, like he's saying in this letter to the Romans, there's commandments that's working against you. Romans chapter 7, verse 21. We're picking it up there. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of Ahiah after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank Ahiah for Yeshaya HaMashiach, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of Ahiah, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That's the first verse we took off with. I hope you understand what he's talking about here in this chapter. Who's going to deliver you, Israel? Is it some Sunday preacher on one hand, twisted tongue, tell you that there is no gayness, there is no homosexuality, that it's wrong, don't keep that commandment, or then he backslides and then tells you don't keep that Sabbath day. Hey, don't matter what you keep, if you can't keep all his father's commandments, you can't try to walk in his statutes, all the things you're saying is going to be wrong. They can't be right. You can't be in the Seventh Day Adventist church talking about let's keep the Sabbath day. But when that pagan Christmas come around, you put a Christmas tree up in that church, being a Seventh Day Adventist, worshiping on the Sabbath day. All the men sit down, they let the women speak and teach. You can't be in a Seventh Day Adventist talking about you keeping the Sabbath day, but forget about the rest of the other Father's Day. Come on. You got to let that law work inside your very members. You got to let that law lead your life, become one with you. Understand that the Father is perfect. His word is perfect. He will do what he said he will do. He said what he finds. Faith in this earth when he comes back. That means that he find his spirit, will he be able to recognize you? He says the Sabbath binds us together. That's the tie that binds. He says the Sabbath is a sign between me and you. The Sabbath will tell him if you are family with him. The Sabbath, they will tell you if you know you his friend. The Sabbath will tell me if you know you're a servant, he'll tell you you're married to him. That's a tie that bonds. He said, well, he'll find your faith. He'll find this faith. He'll find the highest faith. When he comes back in all glory and all power, look upon the earth and say, hey, I see people keeping this down here on earth the same way my Father keeps it in heaven. Pray for heaven to be the same way down here. And pray for these commandments. I see them messing up. I see they're not completely right. But I'm going to put the spirit in them the rest of the way. I'm going to give them new bodies. I'm going to give them new minds. I'm going to give them new tongues. And now we roll it. Because I found faith in them. I found faith in this earth. Or when you come back, and be grieved, regret that he even made man in the first place, and say, hey, so be it, it's time to go. We can't tabernacle with this place like this. Let's go ahead and destroy the whole galaxy and make another one. That's what we're talking about. That's what's on the line. You must find his spirit. Ahaya shar ahaya. I am that I am. I be who I be forever. That's my name as memorial. We're going to read Romans chapter 8 in verse 1. And again, the first lesson last week was dealing with finding and recognizing spirits. We're talking about dealing with spirits. Now we're going to learn how to walk in the spirit. We're going to learn how to walk in the highest word, the law of truth, the way, the truth, and the life. We're going to learn how to be what our Father has taught us to be. We're going to learn that from the word, living, breathing, talking in this word. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and it reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, brothers and sisters, men and women of Israel, there's only one way to be free from the law of sin and death, and that is the law of the Spirit. That is the law of Spirit of life. Don't you understand that the tree of life was there from the very get-go? That's Yeshua. That light was formed from the very beginning of the world. That was Yeshua. There's only 7 days in this week, 364 days in a year, 91 days in the season. Not all this madness you see. His days are ordained from the beginning of time. They'll never change. First day is always going to be the first day. What he did on the very day, on the fourth day, will be the same day. Not new days. So you need to learn how to walk in the law of the Spirit. You got to see Yeshua in everything you do, every word you speak. And that will save you from the law of sin and death. It will save you from having a broken home. It will save you from having a bad marriage. It will save you from cheating on your wife. It will save you from spending your money on ungodly things. It will save you from going to ungodly places. It will save you from false worship. It will save you from idolatry. It will save you from eating animal sacrifice to idolatry. It will save you from eating shrimp. It will save you from eating crab. It will save you from fruit drinks. It will save you from pig. It will save you from this death that you're on a one-way track from being separated from your Father. For the law of the Spirit of life is what you need. We know the law of the Spirit of life. You saw them at Mount Sinai. There were the Ten Commandments. We know Leviticus 11 is the law of the Shia because he said it is. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44, he said, I have sanctified these words. Paul tells you that when you pray over your food, it should be sanctified by the word of Ahiah. He sanctified, he ordained what you need to eat in a dietary law. As Brother Paul says, what is good? Is it now death for me? No, Ahiah forbid. Something that's working in your members since birth. Since you were a baby, while you were in your mother's womb. Verse number 3, chapter 8 of the Roman letter. And it reads, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Ahiah, sending his son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You got to walk after the Spirit. You got to walk after a higher. Me and my brother were talking the other night, talking about Noah's Ark, talking about right here, we look at this. He said, all flesh was condemned. All flesh was corrupted. Right? Only one that he saw perfect was Noah. Our very birth right now, in our very flesh, we have sin. From birth, you don't need no white blood cells. You think Adam and Eve had white blood cells? If they had white blood cells, it's not the way we look at them today. It can't be. White blood cells are there to fight off infection. You put them underneath a microscope, the sicker you are, the more they're growing. Right? That's a measurement of sin inside your body. We don't look at it like that. The red blood cells taking all the nutrients, all the oxygen, the potassium, magnesium, the sodium, all the stuff you need is in your red blood cells. The white blood cells come across to fight off those infections, those diseases, those germs manifested inside you. That's from birth. That's what passed on from the beginning. That's what with Noah. That's what he meant by all their flesh was corrupted. Satan still dwells in this earth. His spirit is still dwelling inside of man. We have the angels of Satan that push his doctrine down our throat, full speed. As my brothers say, straight with no chaser. So you have to fight that. You fight that with the law. You fight that with the Spirit of the Most High. Verse number 5, the Roman letter, chapter 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So, what did they say back in the day? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. For they that are after the flesh do the mind the things of the flesh. So, if you have having problems with your family, you're all getting drunk, you're doing the things after the flesh. If you're doing the same old thing week after week, going to same old Sunday churches, doing the same old things, you go after the mind of the flesh. You're doing the things of the flesh. You're working in the law of sin and death. That's what you're doing. That's what he's saying. It's not no twisting that the law now is causing you to die. No, you're causing yourself to die because you're keeping after Satan. But, as he put in the fifth verse, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit is what you're going to search after. You're going to search after the Father's dietary law. You're going to search after the Father's feast days. You're going to search after the Father's Sabbath day. You're going to search after what is the sacrificial, what is the obligation, so you can do the same thing in your life, not for an animal, but to yourself. You're going to search these things out to see if they're true. You're going to search after the Spirit. You're going to seek ye first the kingdom of Ahia. You have a problem with your family, you should be seeking after the Spirit to get it cleaned up. You got little demons and little devils running around your household, you should be searching after the Spirit to clean it up. If something comes in your life, you need to be searching after the Spirit to clean it up. That's why you have days of unleavened bread. Rebuke Satan out your life. Rebuke these things that's keeping you unclean. Rebuke these things that keep you after the Father. You can't lay hands on somebody if you are doing the things after your flesh. You lay hands on them, only you're doing passing on your own demons, your own little dirty spirits. You got to walk after the Spirit. We know the law is spiritual. The Roman letter, chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Shalom. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. I don't know if you heard about talking about when me and my wife went to go spend some time with my brother during when stupid old Israel was celebrating the 4th of July. Woo! They were celebrating the day that this country wanted us to be slaves forever. Big idiots, dummies, can't understand it. Spending money to buy fireworks and bombs to celebrate the things that black men and women were dying, being raped, murdered, sodomized, to stay slaves in this unholy land. Stay in captivity. We celebrate, but we won't celebrate Purim, Esther 9:27, when they celebrate not being in shackles, not being in bondage, being Israel being free. We won't celebrate that day, but we'll celebrate being in bondage and slavery. What is the mind that's inside your body? What is in the mind inside your spirit? Check yourself. But it says, verse number 6, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Me and my wife had peace when we went to go see our brother. We only heard one little thing go off. Didn't even know 4th of July was going on. That was being spiritually minded. Mind set on sharing a Sabbath day with him and his wife and his family. Sharing dietary law. Sharing things to make our body more clean. Sharing the way to add on to our Father's kingdom. We didn't have none of those other things going around. No burden in the law. The burden's inside of not keeping the law. Roman letter, chapter 8, verse 7, and it reads, because the carnal mind is an enemy against Ahia. Because if you have a carnal mind, you have the mind of Satan. You of your father, the devil. And you're fighting against Ahia. verse number 7, and it reads, "For it is not subject to the law of Ahiah, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yeshaya." So then that they are in the flesh cannot please Ahiah. And don't think about somebody else. Put yourself in this sentence. Put yourself in this word. What are you doing in your life that isn't pleasing Ahiah? What are you doing to see the gospel manifested in your life, to see good news spread? What are you sharing with the people you work with? What are you sharing with your family? What are you sharing with your neighbors? Do they know that you're seeking after this truth, trying to walk in this truth? Do they know that the McDonald's, Burger King, and all this other stuff is poison to you? Do you tell them? Do you tell them that there's only one day during the week that's holy and set apart? It's only one day that you need to learn how to be Kodesh, and that's the Sabbath day. Do they know what you mean? Because if you're after the flesh, if you're after your law of sin and death, if you're after the commandments of Satan, you can't please a high. You can't please what they say in this sin, God. Are you keeping Sunday? He changing his word, his will. You can't please him. Not that I say. That's what the word then said from the very beginning. And that's what it says at the end when you get judged. The Roman letter, chapter 8, verse 9, and it reads, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit." Are you in the spirit? That's my question. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of Ahiah dwell in you. Not if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of us. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of life because of righteousness." So if Christ be in you, you're dead to this world. We're striving for righteousness. We're striving to be in the spirit. You're striving to keep that law because the law is the spirit. Spirit of truth. You don't want to keep the spirit of the American way. I hear fools say that. They're Israel. Soldiers coming to getting their blood taken, talking about they're the spirit of the American way. Why, brother? You the spirit of homosexuality? You the spirit of witchcraft, pharmakia? You the spirit of getting your mind and your family's twisted, learning how to take pills and shots? You the spirit of worshiping on false days? What spirit do you want to be in? Separate yourself from these people. Separate yourself from the enemy. Romans chapter 8, Roman letter, verse number 11, and it reads, "But the spirit of him that raised up Yeshaya from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you." It's going to take yourself to get you to the point you need to be in. I'm going to read it again. "But it's the spirit of him that raised up Yeshaya from the dead." Ahiah raised up Yeshaya from the dead. Dwell in you. If Yeshaya's spirit of Ahiah dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, he that raised up Yeshaya from the first fruits, the day that the world don't want to celebrate, all these heathen Christians don't want to celebrate, all you men and brothers in Israel of the flesh that want to keep it by the spirit, don't understand he's the first fruit from the dead. That spirit that raised up Christ from the dead is also quickening your mortal bodies, this flesh that you have right now, that you're breathing in right now, by his spirit dwell in you. You will also be fruits from the dead. You will also be like Yeshaya. But you can't get there unless that spirit dwells in you. You can't get there unless you put that malt liquor down. You can't get there unless you put those cigarettes down. You can't get there unless you put that weed down. You can't get there if you don't put that crank down, that chronic, that cocaine. can't get there if you don't put down these videos. We got our sisters out there selling their bodies. You can't get there unless you get away from all these customs, these Christmas, these Thanksgivings, these idolatrous days that make you want to spend your money and lust and covet after these things. You don't know what lust and coveting is unless the Father didn't teach you the law. He didn't teach you what was righteous. Now you got the nerve to tell the Father that's not righteous anymore. You got the nerve to spread that filth to children around this world that his word ain't righteous no more. That's blasphemy. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But thou mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of Ahiah, they are the sons of Ahiah. For as many as led by the law, they are the sons of the law. What are you led by? Are you led by the Spirit of truth? Are you led by the Ten Commandments? Are you led by Leviticus 23? What are you led by? What is in your spirit? Are you working righteousness? But there's so many of our brothers and sisters of Israel that are not led by the Spirit, led by straight confusion, led by what images they can see on TV. My show comes on every day of the night. You got to be right in front of it, getting fed with the doctrine of demons and devils, corrupting your mind, making it probate, being separated from the Most High's will and his way, being corrupted. What are you led by? Do you have the Father's words on your lips, on your tongue? Is it dwelling inside your mind, inside your spirit? When you look at your wife, do you see a Ahiah? When you look at your children, do you see a Shia? Are you in a marital covenant? Or you look at your wife and you see shame in yourself because the things you wish you don't do, you do do. When you look at your kids, you see shame in yourself because the things you wish you don't do, you do do. That's what Paul wrote. He said that law of sin, the law of sin and death, he said it worketh great lust inside of him. Romans 7, verse 8. Conspicuous. That means a passion for sin, a passion for lust. Woe is me, quick to drink, quick to go back to a bottle, so you could repeat the same cycle over and over and over again. He tells you in Deuteronomy 28 that his word is a blessing. He tells you there's also curses, and they will take you, overcome you. That Satan is trying to chase you down no more than a dog in the street, no more than an animal on the hunt. You are in the forest, you're in the wilderness, you're in the land of your captivity, and you're being hunted. Your children are being hunted. Black women on the TV are being hunted. It's not going to change. Brothers and sisters, in the land of Israeli right now, the synagogue of Satan, those who say they're Jews, but we know they're fruits and we know they're not, circumcising women, making them have abortions from their babies, making sure they can't conceive, building out one of the biggest prisons known to this world right now, almost the size of a city, to house nothing but black Israel. Those are the synagogue of Satan. What is being led by you? Why won't you come back to his word? Why won't you come back to his commandments? Why won't you fellowship with one another so we can make this gospel go forth and we can see good fruit right now? Why is your job keeping you hostage? You can't make enough money in this world for salvation. You can't buy your way into the Most High. It ain't going to get no better. For every dollar you make, Uncle Sam once had, that's never going to change. He might want 75 cents one day out that dollar. He'll break your back if you let him. You buy a house, it'll be $500,000 worth of home bills you have. You put your kids in college, it'll be $70,000 off the top. You keep going to work, it ain't going to get no better. This country was made after Satan's will. You can't see his fruit. It's manifested in front of you. Come on your TV and watch it for an hour. Just put on some news. Tell them the TV to stroll up down the channels and see what you see. What spirit is being led in this world, being led in America? It's not the spirit of Ahiah. The only way your children are going to see the spirit of Ahiah is unless it's coming out your mouth and your feet are walking to that drum. If you ain't sounding off the trumpet, if you ain't sounding off crying out loud, letting everybody hear Ahiah's in you, then you might as well keep doing what you're doing because you're serving the law of sin and death. You're not serving the law of Ahiah. You're damning your kids. You're damning your wife. You're damning your husband. You're damning your dogs and your cats. You'll be separated from the Most High. Your neighbors, your loved ones. Cancer is going to overrid them. AIDS will overtake them. Hepatitis C, D, and A is going to be inside their life manifesting. Your liver is going to go down. Your kidney is going to go down. Going to work ain't going to make no difference. Hey, if you do not know this for a fact, I'm letting you know you are an indigenous servant inside of America. You are an indigenous servant. They used to have indigenous servants from 7 years to 14 years. You are an indigenous servant until you're 62 years old, in some cases 65. They will work you till you're dead. The same way that Moses went to Pharaoh and told him, hey, stop them from working on a Sabbath day, give them one day because that's the Creator's, that's his will. At least give them a day of rest and he took away the straws and make it harder. You go up to your job and tell them you don't want to work, but you want to keep commandments. They'll make your life more miserable. To Caesar, what's Caesar's? This is dollar bill. And you give to a higher what is his. And that's you, serving, walking, living in the newness of life. And that's with the Spirit. The only way you'll live in this world is with the Spirit of the Most High. The Romans letter, chapter 8, verse 14. I'm going to read it again. For as many are led by the Spirit of Ahiah, they are the sons of Ahiah. Verse 50. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage. Again, to fear, and you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Cry that out. Are you still in the spirit of bondage? Are you separated from the Most High? Is your family separated from the Most High? Are you still trying to pray to some white Jesus? Puerto Rican, a white Jesus with a Mexican name. Is that what you're trying to do? Are you still running to those Sunday churches week after week after week, hoping something changed? Still can't stand to see the reflection in yourself, as Paul wrote in chapter 7 in the Roman letter? Knowing that what you see is the spirit of sin and death, ain't willing to take the steps. It bothers me sometimes when we say that the law has changed. It bothers me sometimes when we say, okay, look at the sacrificial law that's done away with. We can't do. No, you are the sacrificial law. Give yourself up. Sacrifice these things that the world is telling you is good. You don't need no new shiny car. The law's going to get you where you need to be. Again, in Isaiah chapter 11. He said he'll drive up seven oceans to get us back to the promised land. That's the only place you need to be. That's where you need to be. To get them where they need to be. You only have one hope. That's to get into the kingdom. You can't get there unless you know what spirit you're walking in. You should be able to identify what spirits are in your life. If you can't, that means you're serving the enemy. If you come to a righteous man, if you come to a righteous brother and sister, that their prayers can avail much, and they've been praying for you, and you ask them a question, men and brethren, what should we do? And they tell you, you need to stop drinking. You need to keep that Sabbath day. They tell you, you need to go ahead and come together and keep these commandments. And they tell you, you need to keep yourself clean so you clean out your mind, your body, get that flesh in order. Don't keep asking them to pray for you if you ain't going to go ahead and sacrifice those things so you can be in agreement with the Most High. Don't keep asking us to do things for you if you ain't going to sacrifice what you need to sacrifice. Because the law is spiritual. What spirit you want to be in? Verse number 16 in a Roman letter, chapter 8, and it reads, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Ahia. Again, he asks you the question, but he comes back that he sees in this earth. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. I want him to see my spirit. I want to see the spirit of Ahia dwelling in me. Is he going to see malt liquor dwelling in you? Some weed? And your wife? Come on now. Let's turn back to his will and his way. Let's shun this world and keep his commandments. Verse number 17 of the Roman letter, chapter 8, and it reads, and if a children, then heirs of Ahia, and joint heirs of Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of Ahia. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that hath subjugated the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into glorious liberty of the children of Ahia. For we know creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do with the patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of Ahia. And we know that all things working together for the good to them that love Ahia, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If Ahia be for us, who can be against us?
he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to be charged to our highest elect, our highest and justified? Men and brethren, my sisters of Israel, daughters of Zion, you are predestinated to have glory, to be justified in this walk. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation separates you from keeping the law, or distress, should that keep you from keeping the law? How about persecution? Brothers and sisters being persecuted in America, distress over your paycheck, over your money, the tribulation we see, the burdens they put on, is that going to keep us from keeping these commandments? How about famine, nakedness? How about peril? The sword, unjust laws, what's going to keep you from keeping these commandments? Sunday worship? I'm asking these questions, but that was verse number 35 in a Roman letter. What keeps you from the love of Christ? You don't know how to find the Spirit, you got to give to the law. Every Sabbath day, separate yourself, if you need to start there, to keep the law. You'll find brothers and sisters that will want to keep the law with you if you do that. Learn and try to separate your life. I'm on the same walk with all my other brothers and sisters. My wife wanted to keep the commandments, but it won't stop me from keeping the commandments if she falls short. It's her judgment, no different from my kids. They're all older now. The youngest I have is 19. It won't stop me from keeping these commandments. Will tribulation stop me? Distress, persecution, the images I see on TV won't stop me. The stock market falling down around me won't stop me. America taking money out of my paycheck before I get it won't stop me. Tell me I have a $300 in home loan because I was a veteran of this country, and tell me all the houses that I could buy out here for $500 or more. That doesn't want to stop me. I understand what my purpose is. I know he's made intersections in my life. I know he has a hedge around me. If he decides to take it down, I'm going to have all these questions answered and asked again. We must learn how to walk in the Spirit. That's the end of this lesson. I hope it was a benefit for you. It was a benefit for me. And that's the most important thing for it. I hope you understand when you're reading this letter in Romans chapter 7, verse 8 to be read. Some of the times Paul even said, I am, me. He talked about him having these sins inside of him. He was writing these words so they could be a benefit for him. I just read up to 35, read chapter 7, read Romans chapter 7 to Romans chapter 8. We got down to verse 35, it ends at 39. But with all those things you need to get understanding. I read all those verses, words, and went from other places so we can understand. Peter says, Paul, is hard to understand unless you're thoroughly furnished in this word. That's the reason why somebody can take a verse in Romans chapter 7 and tell you they're not underneath the law. one of the men that had the nerve to tell me I wasn't even underneath the law, and I was trying to ask him to explain it. He didn't even know there was two laws even spoken about in Romans chapter 7 when he said it's a law of sin and death and the law of Ahiah. He didn't even know he was talking about two different laws. So how are you going to let that man stand in front of you and teach you the word when he doesn't even read the word? I skip it. So we need the Spirit of the Most High. The law is truth. The Spirit of truth is a law. They're all one. Let Yeshua keep you and bless you. These commandments are salvation. They converted your soul to make you a new creature in this kingdom. Safe driving to my brother V, my sister. They're coming down my way, about an hour away. We're going to fellowship this weekend, Thursday, Friday. Get to that Sabbath day. My sister's helping those daughters out there trying to become what they need to be in the Most High's eyes, become more righteous. My brother, he's crying out loud, sparing none. I love you both. Be safe. We'll fellowship with each other. Praises to Ahiah, Ashar Ahiah, and his son's name, Ashiah. Shalom and peace to Israel, and good night.